What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily diary made public for the world, where I talk about the most important moment in my day behind the scenes at Morning Brew. Today, we're going to talk about two occurrences in the last 2 days where I believe my ego got in the way of my learning, and I want to talk about what I learned from that so you can think about these things in the context of your own career. Let's hop into it.
How'd this come up? Where'd your ego come into play?
So, you know, I was thinking about what are general things that I've learned over the last week, or what are general conversations that I've found interesting over the last few days? Because one thing I would say, I am super privileged to have within my role is the ability to talk to really smart people. And so as I thought about it, I thought about two specific examples that, after breaking them down, I realized how I was actually shorting myself the opportunity to learn and the opportunity to improve Morning Brew because my ego got in the way. And so the first example I'm going to give is, you know, we all have conversations with smart people. And more importantly, we all have conversations with subject matter experts who simply know more about a given topic or domain because that person spends all of their time 24 hours a day thinking about that thing when you're not thinking about that thing. And so that was especially relevant for me early this week. I was lucky enough to have a conversation with the founder of a disruptive retail company, a company that rolled out, instead of charging premium dollar for apparel, charging a membership that you have access to, and then you pay for apparel at cost. It's a phenomenal concept. It's basically the Costco model, but for retail. And what I realized as I was having this amazing conversation with him is that he just spends all of his time in a world that I know nothing about. Their business is completely based on prowess and expertise in supply chain, in inventory management, and in manufacturing. Those are three things. Other than manufacturing content, I don't know anything about the topic. And what I found myself doing as he was walking me through their business, I was doing a lot of, sounds good. That makes sense. And as I thought back to the conversation, what I realized is I probably only understood about 60 to 65% of what he was saying. But I shorted myself the opportunity of actually getting from 60 or 65% to 85% because my ego spoke for me and I nodded my head because I knew that was the right way to signal that I was intelligent and understood what the person was saying. But if I actually took a step back and I said, you know, I don't quite understand what you're saying when you talk about inventory management. I don't quite understand what you're saying when you say you flipped the model with manufacturers on its head. Can you dive into that a little bit more? I would have done so much more of a service for myself and better understanding the world of retail in such a unique opportunity to talk to an expert in the industry, but my ego got in the way. And so the lesson I learned from that is I need to stop myself when I'm talking to smart people, to subject matter experts. I need to stop myself from saying things make sense when they don't make sense, because it's okay to ask questions and not know a lot about something that people know far more about.
If you had asked your friend one of the questions you had just listed off, what would have been their response?
I mean, their response would have been, that's a great question. Let me answer it. Or they would have just answered the question. So I would actually, and this is something that Jason, our head of brand partnerships at Morning Brew, says a lot, which is the great trait of a professional is their ability to ask smart questions. And so maybe it was my aversion to worrying about I wasn't asking smart questions, but I really do believe it was just my ego where I feel like I need to know a lot about everything and it's just not realistic. So I think to your point, the downside of me asking more questions was very, very low. This person was not the type of person that would have gotten annoyed by me asking them for information. And so that's the first experience that I had.
Yeah, he's been saying that since the day he walked into the office about good questions. I'm surprised it's taken us this long to talk about it here.
Exactly.
Here's part two of today's episode.
So the second occurrence was, you know, I've been spending a lot of my time on Morning Brew's paid products. So one of our priorities as a business is to diversify revenue. Austin, my co-founder, and I believe that one of the key signatures of a successful media business in 2020 is a business that owns their audience, a business that has built heart loyalty with their audience and a business that makes money in multiple ways, whether it be advertising, subscription, commerce, affiliate, the list goes on, licensing. And so I've been spending a lot of time with our product manager, Ashna, on building out Morning Brew's paid product. And it is not only a really exciting endeavor, but it's also a really challenging one. We are literally building a subscription product from scratch. And I think in talking with our product manager today, what we both realized is while we have domains of expertise in building a completely new product that is not a media product, we have blind spots that need to be uncovered in order for us to successfully launch this. And so, you know, our product manager has one or two superpowers that they are exceptional at. I have one or two superpowers that I am exceptional at. But the part we have to realize is there are probably 5 to 15 superpowers needed in order to pull off this product. So let's just use hypothetically, my superpowers are relationship building and creative thinking. And our product manager's superpowers are project management and strategic thinking around testing. Well, let's just say those are the four things we're really good at. You start thinking about what you need to build a successful paid product. And that is everything from great design to great user testing, to understanding how to do pricing, to understanding what is the tech stack for a paid product. And we start to realize that there are so many blind spots we need to uncover. And so the reason that this was such an important learning for me is I think we are trained professionally to signal to people that we are good at everything. I think it is taught to us from the earliest parts of our career and even the earliest parts of our lives. And so something I wrote on LinkedIn yesterday, which was especially true for me, was we have to be okay with the fact that we are great at one, maybe two things, and we are mediocre at everything else. But unfortunately, building something new doesn't allow for mediocrity in certain things. And so I think when you realize this, it makes it very clear that you need to invest in resources like consultants, freelancers, full-time employees, et cetera, to uncover those blind spots. And I think it's really important for you just to realize what your blind spots are, what your superpowers are, and understand that you are investing in yourself and you're investing in your company when you are investing in bringing new people in order to build great product. And so that was the second experience I've had as it relates to Morning Brew's paid product. For those of you listening to the Founders Journal, I hope these two experiences that I've had over the last few days resonate with you. Remember to put your ego aside. Remember to be introspective enough to realize what your superpowers are and what are your blind spots that are your most dangerous blind spots that if you don't uncover them, they can lead to poor outcomes within your business. As always, thank you for listening to the show. Would love to hear from my listeners. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.